Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, God. We come thanking you for your many wonderful blessings this new morning. Now, Father, I come in the name of Jesus, repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly or unknowingly, whether it's my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Take me out of flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Father, I come in the name of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus all over this place on today, all over this service on today, Lord God. And I'm asking you in the mighty name of Jesus that you would take over this service today, Father. I ask that not my will, but thy will be done on this morning, Lord God. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to minister to every believer that's on this call on today, Lord God. And I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, the Lord God, that you would set the captives free on today, Lord. For you said in your word that you came to set the captives free, Lord. Lord, I'm asking that you would bind up the broken hearts on today, Lord God.
Yes, God.
That, Father God, you would heal people's souls, Lord God. You know the need of everyone that's coming into this call on this morning, Lord God. You know those that need divine direction from you, Lord. You know those that, Lord God, just need to hear a word, Father.
Yes.
And so we just praise you in advance, Lord, for being in the midst of us on this morning, Lord God. And we just thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I love you, Lord. And I leave my Lord to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. We
Shendianda.
We as all.
We adore thee. We adore thee. We adore thee.
Baba Bashokoto.
We adore thee. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
For thou art ruler of the heavens.
Oh, glory.
And you're ruler of the earth. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I must say, I know you're the Lord, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. You are my Lord.
Yes, yes.
You are holy. You are holy. You're righteous and you're true. Come on and bless him, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Come on and bless the Lord.
In Doriata.
For the Lord is worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be. Praise, come on and bless him, hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
Right where you are, bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. For they are one, they were, they are one. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody's been praying for God to turn some around.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
He said he's working it out. He's working it out. He's about all things work together for those who are called according to his purpose. He said he's working it out. I see it turning.
Hallelujah.
The impossible is made possible with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Worthy. He's worthy.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord said he's forgiving you of your sins.
Yes, you know.
He said, receive his forgiveness today. Hallelujah. He said, forgive yourself.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory. Come on and worship the Lord thy God with me. Come and exalt his name together. For thy is the kingdom. Right where you are.
Ooh,
this
thank
morning.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yay. Praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. For they are one. Benda the mondo dalande. Kunda sokonda badondelete. Hallelujah. Tose manelandiando. Kilai no nasiniai. He's a God of land and sea. Hallelujah. He's a God of heaven and earth.
Yes.
He's a God of the universe.
Yay.
He's the King of the universe. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
For you are enthroned forever and ever. Your majesty is without ending.
Woo!
Your glory is forever last.
Woo!
Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! Bande! Kosanda oshendiando kone. Come on and bless the Lord thy God with me. Come on and bless the Lord thy God with me. Come on and bless the Lord thy God. Who can't have a little Netherland, Hora, Hora, glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name forever and ever.
Oh, Jesus.
Forever and ever. I will live your name. Oh, come on and bless them, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Come on and bless them, hallelujah, for the Lord thy God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy. Hallelujah, he's worthy.
Shabakora.
He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Hallelujah. My God. He's worthy to be.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, Lord, I will lift my eyes to glory. somebody and praise the Lord right where you are. Hallelujah, for God is worthy. Hallelujah.
Oh Lord,
to say this because the Spirit of God is placing this on me right now, and to say if you are a regular tithe payer into this ministry, I'm not talking about you somebody that pays tithes when you feel like it, but you somebody that pay your tithes on a regular basis into this ministry, and you've been doing it faithful out of a pure heart, God said he's got something special he's getting ready to do for you. He's been like laying this on my heart increasingly. We're constantly in testimonies of stuff he's been doing for those who have been faithful tithers into this ministry that pays their tithes on a regular basis. And so, you know, God just he just wanted me to when I was in the spirit, he was like, let the people know that those who have been faithful, he said he's gonna reward your faithfulness. And so we just praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Yes, because glory, he's a faithful God.
Oh, yes, he is.
And, you know, he said in his word, he said to bring the tithes and offer to the storehouse that we meet in his house. And he said, prove me here, would said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you would not have room to see. So y'all look forward to God moving. In the spirit, I see him moving on those who are, you know, you might be on a job, you get an increase, you know, in your finances, those who have their own businesses, I see the Lord bringing in revenue and increasing your clientele. I just see him doing many things. So we just praise God for that. God has been so faithful. I would be a liar if I would tell you that I have not seen God work some miracles, because I've seen him work miracles in people's lives, you know. When they've been obedient unto him. Because everybody know I'm not one of those preachers that preach, you know, they'd be like, give a seed for this, a seed for that. You know, he's definitely dealt with me. I know that there are certain times that we should give a seed. I understand that. And I know that there's times that God will put on somebody's heart to do a seed. And so when you do a seed, the Bible says, according to your heart, be it done to you. Now, the Spirit of God just brought something else back to me. I don't know if that was a month ago or if that was 3 weeks ago. I can't remember. The Spirit of God told me when we was in service one day, he said that there's been somebody that's been purposing in their heart that they wanted to do a special seed towards me. And the Spirit of God said, because you purposed it in your heart, it's just like you've already done it. And this seed that you've been purposing to give towards me is not a small seed. And the Spirit of God said, because of that, he said, as you do what he tells you to do, you're going to find that you're going to get a favor in some areas that didn't look favorable unto you. He said, there's going to be some things that are going to be transpired. He said, I know you've been saying, okay, I've been trying to do this and do this so I could get this money together. And God said, he said, don't worry about it. He said, I'm going to put it in your hands. He said, because you desire to do it in your heart, and because you've already desired to do it in your heart, it's just like you've already done it. And he said, I'm going to take care of it for you. And it's because of the heart. See, this is the thing that people don't understand. When we're giving ourselves completely unto God, God looks at our heart. He looks at why are you giving yourself to me? What is your purpose for giving yourself unto me? And so it goes along even with our giving, because our giving is just an extension of what we're giving unto God. And so we just praise God for the moving of his Holy Spirit. We praise God for him doing exceedingly abundant above all we can ask to think, according to his power that worketh in. Hallelujah. I heard the Spirit of God saying, I shall give you a new network. You're gonna be networking in a new networking system. He said, get ready, the movement shall come to pass. And so we just praise God for whom our blessings flow. We just thank him right now. Now that's it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise your name, Lord. Father, we just thank you for the one, Lord God, that has something going on in their body on today, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that the healing of the Most High God would just begin to manifest in them, Lord God. We curse the assignment of the enemy even now, Lord God. We render every contract set out against them in the spirit realm null and void by the blood of Jesus Christ. And God, even the ones that you have me to speak a word over on this morning, Lord God, we bind every satanic attack to what you said, God. We thank you for you said, whoever blessed them shall be blessed, and whoever cursed them shall be the name of the Lord God. We magnify. Hallelujah! We magnify your name, exalt your name. The name is above every name, and you said the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord.
So we just praise you right now. Lord, we pray for deliverance on today, God. Yes. We pray that things will be broken off of people's life, God. We break generational curses off of people. But Lord God, even the curses they opened up for their own souls, on their own doors that they open in their life, Lord, we ask that you will break those curses off them, break the shackles off the people, God, that they may be free to worship you, Lord God, in spirit and in truth, that they may be free, God, to be obedient unto you right now in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we understand that we are in the last days, Lord. And so we pray right now that, Lord God, that you can your kingdom come, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Glory to God. Lord, we praise you even now. For thy Shebeki, for thy Bashebeko Yamando, for thy kingdom has come, thy kingdom that owes, thy will come in people's lives, and thy kingdom have come in people's lives. Oh, glory to your name, Lord God, for giving us the key to come into the kingdom, oh God. Lord, I'm asking you right now that everybody that's on this call that has not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that Father, you will cause them to accept you as their Lord and their Savior, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank. Thank you, hallelujah. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. It's not going to go down the way the enemy wants it to go down. Hallelujah. And God said, every will that is against his will, it shall not come to pass. I hear the Spirit of God saying, it's my will. My will shall be done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His will shall be done. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. God is going to fix things for those who are his believers. Hallelujah. He said, these signs shall follow the believers. What? They shall lay hands in the sick. On the sick and they shall recover. He said, we shall cast out demons. Hallelujah. The Bible even lets us know that, Lord, that we will cause the dead to rise. But let me tell you something else about the believers. The Bible says that the just shall live by their faith. People don't get a full revelation of what that is, but when you are just in God, which means you've been justified in him because he has delivered you and he set you free and he's covered you with his blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ. And he said, you walking by faith, you truly believe the word of God. You truly believe that God has got the most. Hallelujah. He said that you shall live by your faith. When he say you should live by your faith, that means I don't care what the doctors say to you. If you are the just of the Lord, hallelujah. And the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you are the redeemed, if you are the elect of God, hallelujah. When you are redeemed, you do not renew yourself to worldly lusts. The redeemed does not renew themselves to worldly lusts. Hallelujah. The redeemed, hallelujah, they walk by the Spirit. The Bible says that if we are led by the Spirit of God, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so we got to understand that God has a plan. He has a design for our lives. And so the Spirit of God wants you to know today that he's on your side to bring you in to his kingdom. God wants us to come into his kingdom. Y'all, this earth is not going to always be the way it is now. And everything that you see right now that's going on, the way you live your life right now, it's not going to be like that too much longer. So it's time to give yourself completely over to God. It's time to really serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy spirit. It's really time to give him your all. God is always dealing with me about a lot of different things, and I'm not gonna lie to you, the rapture's at the forefront of my mind right now. And I look at people and how people go along with their day-to-day lives and how they plan this and plan this, and folks don't even realize everything is being set up all around us right now for what's gonna take place after the church's rapture. And so, you know, when you're looking at even if you don't look at anything else, look at how they're trying to rush the timetable to get rid of cash. To get rid of cash alone. That's why I be laughing at people because they so, the card and the no contact and all this kind of stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, but all that's happening is that the timetable is being sped up. for the church to be raptured out, which I have no problems with that. Because my cry every day to God is, God, deliver me and set me free that I'll be ready when you come back.
Yes,
and so, you know, this, hey, glory, because they can have this earth. Hallelujah. You can have things in this earth. You can have all the riches you want to have. The Bible says, what profit a man to gain the whole world and what? Lose his soul. I don't know about you, but I don't want to gain the whole world and turn around and lose my soul. There's just something crazy about that. But yet, that's going to happen. These are things that's going to take place. And so we got to, you know, we got to prepare ourselves for what's coming. And so God has been dealing with me, because he's been dealing with me about so much of that. I'm going to be doing a lot of things now to shift and talk about different things that are that's going to be coming, that's going to be taking place, and all this other kind of stuff. And, you know, I was on here a couple of weeks ago, and I told you all that, you know, Prophet Julie and I sometimes be out late at night because of the stuff I be having to do. And we could be out, and I've noticed that before the pandemic, how there were certain places, a lot of places that would be open late or open 24 hours. It's not like that anymore. And so, you know, the Lord, you know, he was dealing with me by how they're conditioning people already for martial law.
That's right.
You know, and that's the whole point of the lockdown when we was there. It was to give you a taste of martial law, where they had the cops and stuff, you know, checking people's stuff to see if they had a pass to go to work, you know, if they were really going to work, or, you know, whatever, you know. Give me one second. I'm trying to let whoever this is on. To get, you know, to go to work or do whatever and stuff, because there's things that's being prepared. And so, you know, the scriptures tell us that not to heap up stuff on this earth, but that our treasures will be in heaven. And so a lot of people don't understand. I had a man ask me yesterday, you know, what's the three most important things in my life? And, you know, what's at the top of my list? And I told him, I said, God, you know, he was like, well, you know, well, what makes you happy? What makes you, what do you have a zeal for? And I said, God, you know, he could, it's like everything I was saying to him, I kept coming back to God, and he couldn't understand it. I'm like, it's nothing in this. Like, I'm not excited about anything in this life. There's nothing that, that excites me about this earth. Now, everybody, people who know me personally know I'm a big kid. I love theme parks. Now, if you want to put a smile on my face, I'll go to a theme park in a minute. And that's, you know, I'll turn into a kid. Besides that, there's nothing, you know. Some people get wrapped up in jewels. Some people get wrapped up in cars. Mm-hmm. Some people get wrapped up in clothes. Some people get wrapped up in hair. Some people get wrapped up in makeup. Some people love makeup, you know, to get wrapped up in makeup. People get wrapped up in different things about different stuff that's going on. I have no connection. I don't care about nothing. You know, or, you know, there's people who's wrapped up in money. I'm like, I don't care about none of this stuff. All I care about is where my soul is going to be resting. And I do not want to be left here. I'm like, Jesus, when you come back, I don't want to be here. Yo, I want to go with you. So I'm like, whatever that means, whatever needs to take place in my life. I had somebody that asked me a question, and I said, God, I get on this service. I don't care how many times I've gotten on this service and tell people that I have forgiven people for anything they've done to me, how I don't have any hatred. Why would I waste my time hating somebody, which will cause me to go to hell? I don't understand the thought process. And the Lord was like, well, you don't understand it because you're not sitting in the seat that they're sitting in. He said, because they're on their way to hell. He like, if they don't get themselves right, that's where they're going. And he was like, so, you know, if you got hell in you, all you can think about is a hellish way. And so, you know, I'm like, Lord, I can't see that whatsoever. I'm so far beyond all the petty things of this earth and all the stuff. This is what people kill me. And it's like, I want my space to be cleansed. And no matter how much I try to tell people, I don't want to be around negativity. I don't want to be around people that are jealous hearted. I don't want to be around people that's evil. I don't want to be around nothing, you know, nothing that's going to cause me to be irritated or whatever like that. And I'm very easily, I easily lock in on people. And that's why I be like, I be asking God, why do folk want to be in my personal space? And I can see them in the spirit. I see them in the spirit without even being around them. I'm listening to, in my personal space, I'm going to address your sin straight up. And it's like the Lord said, well, you got to understand. He said, because they want to use you so bad that they like, well, I got to count that. But you get mad about the things I say. So the solution is for me to back up and let God do what he want to do. And they just let God do what he want to do. This is not what I'm supposed to be talking about. It's just a sidebar. I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I want to start at verse 47. And it says, the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord. The Holy Spirit said, gonna go up to verse 46. Let me go up to verse 46. I'm gonna do 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Okay, so the first Adam was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as it is heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earth, earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither do corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? So I'm going to do this in another translation. I'm going to do it in the basic English. And I'm going to start back up here at verse 45. It says, and so it is said, the first man, Adam, was a living soul. The last Adam is a life-giving spirit. But that which is natural comes before that which is of the spirit. The first man is from the earth and of the earth. The second man is from heaven. Those who are of the earth are like the man who was from the earth. And those who are of heaven are like the one from heaven. And in the same way as we have taken on us the image of the man from the earth, so we will take on us the image of the one from heaven. Now, I say this, my brothers, that it is not possible for flesh and blood to have a part in the kingdom of God, and death may not have a part in life. See, I am giving you the revelation of a secret. We will not all come to the sleep of death, but we will all be changed in a second, in the shutting of an eye, at the sound of the last horn. For at that sound, the dead will come again, free forever from the power of death, and we will be changed. For this body which comes to destruction will be made free from the power of death, and the man who is under the power of death will be put on eternal life. But when this has taken place, then that which was said in the writings will come true. Death is overcome by life. O death, where is your power? O death, where are your pains? The pain of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. Okay, so I want to I want to talk to you a little bit about this, you know, because this is talking about the rapture. You know, a lot of times when people go to funerals, they hear preachers quote the scripture when they're, you know, at a funeral or whatever. But it's not just for funerals. It's for, because the purpose of them of saying it at the funeral is that if that person is dead, they're not going to always be in this state. Except if they're going to hell. If they're going to hell, they're going to still get up out the grave so they can be judged. They're going to get there. Everybody's going to have a judgment. But the rapture is before the judgment. Okay, so now, even given that being said, that when the scripture tells us the man is appointed once to die and after with the judgment, we are judged immediately after we die. But the thing about it is those who've already been judged to go to hell, they still got to be judged for their works. And so we are going to stand before Jesus. That's when he talked about the great pavement, stone pavement. And we're going to be judged for the works that we've done on this earth. Man, you want to be judged for the things that you've had in your heart. That's why I tell people all the time. There were some scriptures I was reading the other day that was talking about the heart and how, you know, how God is going to judge the heart and how the thought processes that people have had in their heart, how all these things are going to be laid before him. And so when God's been dealing with me about this rapture thing, you know, remember I told y'all at the beginning of the month, on October 4th, and it's a Jewish holiday, and it's called Yom Kippur. The Spirit of God came to me on that day, and He took me up and he showed me some things. I experienced some things with him. I had a little taste of the rapture with him. And it was like he showed me different stuff that was going to be going on and different things that were going on. And he was just showing me how it would be to be in his presence when these things take place. And so I was like, Lord, my heart was going out to people because I'm like, it's got a lot of people going to be left here. And it's sad because people sit on these services week after week. You got family members that are on their way to hell that's going to be left here. And you have the ability to give them the information and then get on Zoom. It's not like inviting them to the building because people be like, well, folks don't want to come. I mean, getting on a freaking Zoom call is not that hard. And so, you know, and so people have excuses for everything, but even with all that, we're gonna have to stand before him on those things. But God was dealing with me about the taste of the things that's gonna take place. And you cannot go with Jesus if you got anything in your heart that's not right. And so as God was dealing with me, you know, he hasn't let me go on these things. On this week, I was reading some stuff from, you know, things that's not in the Bible, but it goes along with our Bible, because there was writings and stuff that were literal legitimate writings that they did not put in the Bible because of the council. It was their decision, you know. And I always say, they say, oh, well, these men were led by the Spirit of God. I can't say that they were led by the Spirit of God. I wasn't there. You know, and people always say that, and I'm like, well, I wasn't there. I don't know, because when I read some of the other writings that I've been reading that were writings that the scribes kept. The scribes kept these writings because they was passed down from generation to generation. And I look at these writings and stuff that was passed down, I'm like, some of this stuff brings together where people say stuff is like loopholes in the Bible. It brings it all together in a very understanding way. But what I did understand, what the Spirit of God did show me about this, is that some of those other writings are far beyond the people. He was like, do you realize majority of the church don't even get the Bible? He's like, so these other writings, he was like, they couldn't get them because it's a lot of deep stuff off in there. It's a lot of meat in it. And he was like, you know, they can't obtain that. He said, they can't even obtain what's in the Bible. And I was like, Lord, this is scary. You know, I'm just, you know, keeping it real. So the Spirit of God was dealing with me about the fact of how we look at these things with the rapture. And a lot of people say, well, you know, my grandmama was saying that back in the day. Yeah, but your grandmama didn't have all the signs. And so as we continue to go along, I'm going to start bringing in different information pieces that shows you everything that's been taking place. Now, one of the readings that I was in on this week, it was talking about some things that took place prior to the flood. You know, when Noah was on the ark and everything that let me, this tripped me out. Not that many years before the rapture happened, and it really wasn't that many years, because I think it was less than 30 years. It might have been less than 30 years or less than 20 years. I can't remember the exact dates. During the time that Noah was on the earth, you know, before the flood, which, and so that means his grandfather was on the earth, because the flood happened a week after Methuselah died. Okay. And so, you know how you people say, oh, you as old as Methuselah. Methuselah is the oldest living recorded man on earth. And so he outlived Adam and all that. He lived, I think it was 969 years. It's something like that he lived. He lived 969 years. That's a lot of years. Mm-hmm. And so and during their lifetime, there was revivals and stuff that Methuselah and Noah was doing. And, you know, they were trying to get the people to repent and turn back to God because of all this ungodliness that was going on. And one of the things that took place is that they had written into their laws or whatever at the time that a man could marry a man, a woman could marry a woman, a man could marry an animal. And they was like, if they was like, these were things that led, God was already, you know, warning about the flood, but these things, you know, he talked about how the fullness of the sin of man, and how the fullness of the sin of man, as it came to his full ripening position, about how he went on to let the flood happen. Well, come on now. So we know by the scriptures and by the prophecies that, you know, and Adam actually was the one who God gave the first revelation that the earth was going to be destroyed by water one time and another time by fire. And so Adam didn't know which one was first, but Enoch, y'all remember Enoch who went on, God raptured him up. The Lord revealed to him which one was going to be first. He revealed to him that the flood was coming before the fire. So you got to look at the events of the things that happened leading up to the flood, all the evil, how all the sin was at a very heightened state. Well, look at the state of our time frame. You know, so people talk about, well, grandmama been saying this all this year, but yeah, but when grandmama, all the signs hadn't been fulfilled yet. And then we done went through, well, our laws, when was that? Because it was Obama that put into law about the same-sex marriage, right? One of him? I think so. And so he was in office in before 2016. He did 8 years, right? Mm-hmm. And so he got into office, I think, in 2008. And so, you know, he was out of office in 2016. I can't remember what year he put that into law. And so he put this stuff into law. Check this out. He put that stuff into law. We got a thing. Junior was on the internet, and the Methodist Church had this transgender, and he was saying
drag queen pastor,
and he was up there. His name was Isaac. He was sitting up there talking about the different things about we have to reconsider who the church is for, what the church for being and all this. And I was just like, Lord, she showed me that. I said, Lord, I know you on your way. And so when you look at that and you look at all the things that's going on in the earth, all the things that's going on naturally in the earth, and the things that are going on with mankind, looking at how a currency is getting ready to be done away with, how everything is going to be electronical, everything is going to be a way to where they can keep an eye on you. And so y'all heard us say a couple of weeks ago that they also want to do a passport for people going from state to state in the United States. And I said, now that's too much. And so when you look at that, anytime you look at a government saying, I want to keep my own, you got to look beyond the natural and see what's going on in the spirit realm. So in the spirit realm, this is Satan saying, I'm setting everything up so I can have one world order. In order for me to do that, I got to be able to know where you at all times, what you doing. So you got these phones now that give your location about everything that you do. And I think they even got rid of the batteries now in the phone, because there was a time that you could take the battery out the phone and the phone was no longer could track where you are. But that's not like that anymore. And so then you have these things where you drive. We in the car and I'm driving, because y'all know Junior do not like to drive. And so I be driving and the phone will tell her what they can't do because she driving. She have to tell the phone I'm not driving, you know, and so that's too much technology. That's too much technology for the phone to even know what your speed limit is when you drive.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, when you look at all that and you take all that into a consideration of everything that's going on, this stuff wasn't going on in your grandmama's day. You know, I'm not talking about everybody on this phone, grandma. See, when I say grandmama, my grandmama was born in 1917, I think it was 1917 or 1916, I mean 13 or whatever like that. So this stuff wasn't going on in my grandmama's day. So even though my grandmama might have talked about rapture and all this kind of stuff, the stuff is being fulfilled in our generation. We're seeing all the signs of all these things. So he's saying, you know, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And one of the things that the scriptures talk about when anytime you're leading into the rapture is that people are not going to be minding the things of God. They're going to be doing their activity, going along like everything. It's going to catch him. When he said he coming back as a thief, as in a night, it's literally going to be like that. People going to be caught with their draws down.
Oh, Lord.
Because God is like, look at her. I told you to keep your apparel on. The scriptures tell us to watch and pray. We are supposed to be watching. Matter of fact, glory to God. When I was reading the document that I was reading about some of the lost information, there's a group of scribes that watched the prophecies of the patriarchs very closely. And because they watched the prophecies very closely, they knew without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus was who he said he was. They knew Jesus was the Messiah. And so they had no doubt, you know, but you had these other sects who didn't look at they didn't keep a close eye on the prophecy. That's the reason why when you look at John and Jesus is having an interchange with one of the Pharisees, he said, is it the Sanhedrin Council? I can't remember which one it is. And he tells them, he said, how can you believe? He said, you can't even believe the scriptures right here. And they talk about me. So everything was laid out. I mean, I'm talking about y'all, even Levi was given some real detailed information about what was going to go on when Jesus came on earth. He warned his descendants of what they was going to do before they did.
Yeah.
And they still turned around and did it, because Levi is where the Levitical priesthood come from. And the Levitical priesthood was the Sanhedrin Council. You understand what I'm saying? It was the people that was like, that was the Levitical priesthood. That was Levi's bloodline. And because it was Levi's bloodline and God had already given him a word about specifically what was going to go on, they was not studying the prophecies the same way the scriptures tell us to study to show yourself approved, a weapon that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Because if you study in the scriptures, you're studying the prophecies about what's supposed to take place, then you have some idea. We're not going to know the day of the hour, but we have some idea that we're getting closer if you're reading the prophecies. If you're reading the prophecies and you're studying them real closely, then it will cause a change to begin to take place in your life. You'll start realizing, hey, wait a minute. Now, this stuff that's in this earth is not worth my soul. What profit a man to gain his whole, to gain the whole world and lose his soul? The rich man gained the whole world and lost his soul in hell. And Lazarus, who was a beggar, entered into the bosom of Abraham. So if you're a person that you want to use God to be successful, use God to get money, fame, you know, people with this fortune stuff and all this kind of stuff. But then you know what? This is going to be the only heaven you know you're going to know. Because there's people that like to use God like God is some genie in a bottle. Lord, do what I want you to do when I want you to do. And he's like, no, he got a will. He has a plan for your life. Bible says that he made the beginning before he made the end before he made the beginning. And the scriptures talks about how our steps have already been ordained. And so you got to understand, God already know what you're going to do before you're going to do it, how you're going to do it. And so, you know, because he knows these things, he already know what he decreed for you to be in this life. And not to become that is a rebellion unto the Lord. You rebel against his will, rebel against what he's designed you for.
Yeah.
And so you got to understand, so God is calling his people out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Yeah.
And he's letting us know that, hey, man, you know what? This stuff, it's not going to continue on the way it is now. There's coming a time where it's not going to be like that. I remember a few years ago, I had a dream about my mother. My mother passed away in 2016. And a few years ago, I had a dream about my mother. And I had this dream before my sister died in 2020. So I had to have had this dream, I think it was about 2018 or something off in there. And in the dream, my mother was talking to me about scarcity being on the earth. And she was giving me certain things. And she was saying, take this, take that, you know, because where you are is scarcity, but where I'm at is plentiful. My mother was in heaven. You understand what I'm saying? It's plentiful in heaven. There ain't nothing lacking in heaven. And so I never forget when I had the dream. I always remember the dream. God brought the dream back to me the other day, and he was saying, now, there's things that I have given you in the midst of scarcity. And he was like, you know, if you listen to a lot of people talk, man, I was talking to people. I had, when I'd be running errands and stuff, I come across different people. I was asking different people when the fair was going on. I said, have you been to the fair yet? You know, you going to the fair. They're like, no. They were like, man, we can't afford a fair. And I'm just sitting up looking at them. And it's a lot of people that was giving these answers. And so I was like, Lord, I'm like, you know, that's not that much money. And, you know, I listen to people when they talk about stuff being this and that. And see, your very conversation locks you into certain things. And so, you know, God was dealing with me about that, and he was talking about how, you know, it is in the earth right now. And so when he says the just supposed to live by their faith, man, you got to trust in the name of the Lord. You can't be going out there doing nothing stupid, though, but you got to trust in God, and you got to allow God to lead you by his Holy Spirit. And so there's so much going on, and you got to understand the events are happening at a rapid rate to get us to rapture time. And so I just want you all to be encouraged, and I want you to be informed about what's going on. Because weeping and do it for a night, joy come in the morning. Look at here. I've been through a lot of things in this earth, but it ain't nothing about this earth that appeals to me. And I'm just keeping it real. I'm like, I have absolutely no desires for the things of this earth that's on this earth, period. And shoot, I was telling the Holy Spirit said, you can say it, because I wasn't going to say it at first. I was telling my nephew the other day, I told him, I said, I don't even have a desire for marriage. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. I said, I don't have a desire for none of that stuff. I said, because I'm sitting up looking at, because in the scriptures, he talk about people going to be marrying and doing all this right when the rapture was taking place. And I said, I don't care about nothing. So when I be telling people that my mind is not where their minds is, people get insulted. They think that I'm being funny. I'm like, I'm not being funny. I'm just being honest with you. You minding the things of this earth. I'm not. I'm trying to get to heaven. I'm trying to get to where Jesus is. And so I'm like, Lord, you know, whatever needs to be done, because the scripture said, lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily beset you that you may run the race that is set before you. And this is where I am in this hour. I'm like, God, whatever your will is, I want to do your will. Let your will be done in my life. I'm like, whatever your will is, I'm going to do exactly what you say do, what you tell me to do, and how you tell me to do it, and I'm not wasting my time anymore. And so, you know, so when we move into these things in God, you got to understand that the Lord is, he's closer than what you think. And so, you know, you need to make sure that you're ready for these things that's going to happen leading up to the rapture. Because if you don't be ready when he comes, then you need to be ready for what's going to take place. When after the rapture happens, I'm just going to be honest with you. The Lord told me, say, a lot of people who even, the people that's even in this ministry that don't make it into the rapture, you're going to fold up under pressure. You're going to take the mark. And he was like, so, you know, when you take the mark, you're not going to heaven. You have no way anymore to even access to go to heaven whatsoever. And he said, for those who don't take the mark, your life is going to be so brutally hard. You're not going to be able to trust family members. You're not going to be able to trust friends. Everybody's going to turn. Because you got to understand the Spirit of God is going to be taken out of the atmosphere. Come on now. The Holy Ghost is here on the earth. And you can't trust family and friends. And so just think of what it's going to be like when he's taken up out of the earth. And so, you're not, you know, they're going to be, you know, going to be fathers turning on sons, mothers turning on daughters, siblings turning on siblings. You know, it's going to be a lot of things. People are going to turn their family members in who don't have marks. So you're going to be on the run. A lot of y'all not going to be able to take baths for long periods of time. You're going to be funky. You're going to be hungry. I'm just keeping it real. See, I'm laying it out there because one of the things God is dealing with me about is that the church is not preaching about this stuff. The church is asleep. It's asleep. But then the Lord is like, but you never, he was like, it's always been upon the backs of the apostles and the prophets. We're supposed to teach the truth about what's coming. And so these things are coming. You're not going to be able to eat because you're not going to be able to buy and sell if you do not have the mark of the beast. And so you know, you got to understand there's a lot of things that's taking place. You know, y'all have fun. Continue to live your life the way you live it. You know, unless you somebody that really want to wake up and smell the coffee, you know, hey, you know, it's whatever. But, you know, these things are going to take place. And so we need to know what's going on before they take place. Father, we just thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Lord, we curse every assignment of the enemy. We bind every contract that's been set out against them. We bind every contract that's been set out against your people in the spirit realm, null and void. And we praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Prophet June, you have any announcements?
Okay, as you all know, today is Seed Sunday. So you know the avenue to be able to send in your pastor seed. Those of you who completed the pastor appreciation, again, I want to thank you. But you can continue to still give to that, you know, up until, you know, the end of the year. And so, you know, be mindful of that. And I would advise you to. And if you're paying your tithes and your offerings, you know, you go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Again, that's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send the donation button. If you're a visitor on the line, and you'd like to give an offering, you would go to that same website, www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. If you don't have a church home and you'd like to pay your tithes into this ministry, your tithes and offerings into this ministry, you would do the same. And, you know, if you have any questions, you know, you all can text past.
If you have a prayer request, you can text your prayer request in to me at 214-507-3626.
When you all are sending in your tithes and your offerings, I have been meaning to tell you all, could you add a dollar? Because as we've told you all before, this stuff that we're doing to be able to even bring the word to you, it's a cost for that. And so I'm asking from this day forward that when you send in your tithes and your offerings, that you would add a dollar to it. Thank you.
So like I was saying, if you need prayer, you can text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626, and I will be praying for you. I'm just looking for God to do a new thing in people's lives. That word that God gave earlier about those who are regular tire payers in this church, y'all look for it and then send in your, send in your testimonies. Let us know, you know, what has happened. Because I know some people have already started getting breakthroughs, and there's more to come.
Yeah.
And so we just praise God, and we just want to bless the Lord for whom our blessings flow. And so I'm going to release you. I love you. God bless you. I'm in the call.